This is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy, in other words. And this week we have been discussing the power of the anointing and how it's time to plug into this power in whatever God's called you to do. It could be running a construction business, a teacher, and maybe you're a football or basketball player, and of course in the ministry. But whatever God's called you to do, if we plug into this power, we can operate on a level that the world is not familiar with, and all for the glory of God. We left off Monday kind of building this thing up, and the Lord explained to me about, you know, it's time to every day plug into this power. And he showed it to me like two Christians having the same faith and the same scriptures and the same goals and the same right spiritual equipment, saying the right same confessions, and one succeeds and the other fails. And maybe you feel that way. You see somebody and you're doing the same things. Yet, he said, the one that's operating in the power's plugged in, he will get the job done. And it reminded me of a verse, Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Is the power working in us? And so that's what we're going to talk about. And then we read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, know this, in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be, and it gives a whole list of, you know, not very good things, covetous, boasters, proud, unthankful. And then it says in verse 5, having a form of godliness. Now, that translates in one verse, in one translation, yes, they will go to church, but they will deny the power. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. I'm telling you, church, we've got the form down, but it takes more than just the form to be a winner. You must have the power as well to win. Power is what produces results, and this has been one of the church's biggest problems. Many have been doing things in form only, walking the walk, talking the talk, reading what we should read, speaking in tongues, and carrying our Bibles like real anointed Christians, but it's all just a form of godliness. Those things are just techniques, and they're good and of themselves, but lacking the power to deliver true victory. It's time for the power. And the Lord revealed something to me, and it was very interesting, and we just had some absolutely just wonderful things happen. But before I actually get into that, there was a book written by Eddie Hyatt, and it was called 2000 Years of Charismatic Christianity. And he traces the power, and he traces the gifts. And he says, the church in the book of Acts was a completely supernatural charismatic church operating in full power and all the gifts. Then came a demise of the manifestation of the Holy Spirit and the power and the gifts. And he said this, the power was replaced by organizational structure. See, that's the form of godliness. That's what that is. There has to be power. Well, God showed me where this power is. And we all kind of know where the power is, and the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit and how it's related. But we tapped into something. I'm a spiritual coach of some athletes in professional and college and high school, and even an actor in Hollywood and some other businessmen. I fly around and I preach the gospel all over the world, but I also am a spiritual coach to one-on-one people. And I was doing this with a high school student or a high school basketball player. And he was good. There was no doubt about it. And he had been, but he really loved the Lord, and he was giving God all the glory. And that's the good motive. I mean, whatever you do, do to the glory of God. And he was doing that. And all of a sudden, I heard this testimony from this guy who won the Heisman Trophy. And, you know, we won't mention any names, but he won the Heisman Trophy. And he said he had went to a certain minister's conference. And that minister was preaching on, you are anointed to do what God has called you to do. Well, he was in junior high at the time, and he taps his dad on the shoulder. He said, Dad, am I anointed to run the football? And he said, yeah, you're anointed. He said, start saying it. Start saying you're anointed. So he did, and the next thing you know, his senior year, he's receiving the greatest you know, trophy, the best trophy you can get for playing football. Now, I watched that testimony, and I went to this high school basketball player and said, hey, what is this all about? And he said, well, to give God glory. You know the verse we use, and all we do in word and deed, do to the glory of God. Deed means actions. And I said, yeah, okay, that's the motive. But I told him that story about the football player, and I said, do you believe you're anointed to do this? And you mean to play basketball? And I said, yeah. Do you believe there can be an anointing on you? And he said, yeah, I believe it. And I said, me too. I said, well then, let's start putting this law into action. Let's start doing Mark 11:23 and speaking this out. Not just knowing we're anointed, not just knowing about the Holy Spirit, but let's speak it on a daily basis. And he said, well, he called me coach. He said, coach, what do you want me to say? And I said, well, let's say this. I am anointed to play basketball on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And we said that, and I made sure of him that he would say it every day. Now, he was already good. Don't get me wrong. But all of a sudden, he was playing, and he would come off the court and say, he'd say, coach, there was something that it was out of my power. It wasn't even me. It was the Holy, you know, he knew the Holy Spirit. And all of a sudden, his fame began to spread on a whole new level. And he ended up getting 2,500 letters from colleges all over the nation that wanted him. And you know, the very first time I told him what to say, I said, we're going to operate on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. I said, now there's going to be college recruiters come and see you, and they're going to say, there's something about you, and I don't know what it is, but we got to have it. And I said, now what that is, that's going to be the anointing. They're not familiar with it. They'll want to be familiar with it, but they're not familiar with it. And man, all of a sudden it started happening. And here would come the coaches, and they would say, there's something about you. We're not familiar with it. And man, his fame started to spread. Now, and he was giving God glory the whole time, all the time. And he was invited to NBA camps. ESPN ranked him as one of the top guards in the nation. And he went from this level to, wow, now the world's taking notice. It was very interesting, because this was scriptural, and I'll get into it. And the power, it just went to a whole new level. And then I shared this with an actor out in Hollywood. Now, he wasn't no prominent actor. I mean, when I first met him and started spiritually coaching him, he was doing little bitty small parts in commercials. And we started doing this. I am anointed. And I said, do you believe it? He said, yes, I am anointed to act on a level that the world is not familiar with, all for the glory of God. And man, he calls me up about a week or two later. And he said, he told me, Chip, watch CSI. I got a part on CSI. Really? Yes. And he said, but the way I got it, it's a cowboy part. And I'm not a cowboy. I don't look like a cowboy. And he didn't. He was born in Hollywood. And he said, all of these guys who were there were cowboys and they had done cowboy parts. And all of a sudden, the producer's walking down the line and he points at him and he says, I don't know what it is about you, but there's something about you that I've got to have. You either have a look, you have something, I want it. And see, he knew that was the anointing and that he had been speaking it out. And also, we watched him on CSI and it was really kind of cool. And he kept getting all of these calls and he kept saying it. I am anointed. I am anointed. And this other basketball player did the same thing. I am anointed to do this, but I'm doing it for the glory of God. I'm going to do it on a level that the world is not familiar with. Man, we tapped into something, people. I'm telling you, and I don't care who you are, you could do this in your business. It's not just for prominent TV ministers. It's not just for God's favorite TV preachers. It's for you. As God called you to be a construction worker, a businessman, you can do it on a level that the world is not familiar with. You can, a teacher, it doesn't matter. And all of a sudden, this actor started getting roles in movies like G.I. Joe, and he started working with, he did a movie with Jim Carrey, he did a movie with Shia LaBeouf, he's now working on a movie right now with Will Smith, right now. And he texted me just the other day and he said, things are changing drastically and effortlessly with major results. Now, if you were tuned in yesterday, you'll remember that the Lord said to me, it doesn't have to be as hard as it is, talking about what you're going through. It doesn't have to take as long. He said, not every champion, not every winner has to sweat to win. If you have the power and you're plugged into the power, you can win with sweatless, effortless victories. And I said, God, it's time for the church to operate in this. And so we started to do it, and these two young men did it. And man, I shared it with some other athletes that I was spiritually coaching. And actually, I shared it with about 200 athletes, and a couple of dozen of them tried it. And you know what I mean, try. I'll not really do it. When you tell me you tried something, you just told me you quit something. But six committed to it. And I'm going to talk about how God used those six athletes that actually put this into action. Now, I just told you about one and then a guy, an actor. But this is for you. Whoever is listening to this right now, you can start operating in this power. Plug in. See, it's your words that releases the anointing. You have to release the anointing. But we don't release the anointing on a daily basis. We're doing it only when it's called for, when there's a problem. But we need to say it. Jesus said it. I am anointed to lay hands on the sick. I am anointed to do good. Now, thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you've been enjoying this week's teaching, it'll change your life. It's available for only $5. And if you want our youth rally that we just finished up in Champions for Christ in Branson, it was powerful. It's available for $40. And if you call 1-800-972-3447, that's 1-800-972-3447, we'll send you those. Or write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. We're thinking about also doing or praying about, and I believe it's in the makings. We're going to do it. We know by God to do it. A ski trip in February and a Champions for Christ ski trip. And I'm telling you what, God will meet us there on the slopes. Praise the Lord. If you're interested in that, call us as well. And oh, by the way, you need to check out our website, www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with an S, the number 4, christ.org. And maybe you want to partner up with Champions for Christ, because you will be blessed if you do, because we are training champions for this last day. God is coming back for a champion church. He's not coming back for a second place loser church. He's coming back for a champion church. And if you partner up with us, you will be blessed, because we are training up champions for Him. He's coming back for a glorious champion church who know how to talk champion talk and walk champion walk. And this is Chip Brim for the One Witness Radio broadcast saying, Shalom.